I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 1-0 win over Whiteleaf. Alan, 3 points tonight, but it's a bittersweet victory, isn't it, following Saturday's results?
Yeah, without a doubt. Before kick-off, I sensed it in the dressing room, people being down. I'm down, the players were down, I suppose the club and the supporters are down, and I accept that I did, but if we had a 1-0 and it got worse stepping out of the playoffs, it would have been celebrations tonight. But yeah, it was, there were so many mistakes going on, it was I felt sorry for them, to be honest, and it was quite embarrassing at times, but that's what happens when you're so down the dumps, and it was just glad to get away for the win really, and hopefully we'll finish with a win on Saturday and crack on from there.
You get the feeling that a few more results like tonight's earlier in the season when we didn't play particularly well but ground out a 1-0 victory and we'd be fine by now.
You can look back on loads of things, to be honest. I can look back. I thought I had a say to get in the playoffs, no doubt about it. So that's my doing. I don't think we've been unlucky, because after 41 games the table doesn't lie. So obviously we are 30 points behind the champions, which is quite a big distance, to be honest. So we need to improve there. We haven't quite made it on in the playoffs, so we need to improve there. But like I say, I thought we had a squad to challenge the playoffs. We have done all season, but I thought we should have been in them, and we haven't been, and it's just not been good enough at the end of the day. And me as a manager, I keep seeing it got taken on the chin.
What was the mood in the dressing room like, both before and after today's game?
Just we had it, I knew it would be anyway. It was odd. Imagine me coming here tonight, and I've been saying to the lads, keep believing in the last couple of weeks, and you go in there, it was a little bit before kickoff. Even afterwards, there's no, celebrating or well done's or nothing like that. It was just, let's get out and we'll train on Thursday and we'll do it professional as we can, and we'll give some people a chance on Saturday to play. And it was a strange atmosphere. First time this season, every game this season we've had something to play for, except for tonight really, and that's a disappointment.
On the positive side, John Coke was captain today to mark his 100th start for the club. That's some achievement, isn't it?
In his day and age and all that, you don't get them. And I'm happy with, one for them, and it's one of the things, Speedy never had a problem. I made him captain tonight. He's led the team out, and what you say is what you get off, John, to be honest. I wasn't going to, he beat us in table tennis last week as well, so I was going to take the captaincy off him, to tell you the truth, but I don't hold grudges.
And as has been the case a few times this season, Luke Garrard came to our rescue with a string of saves, particularly in the second half.
We didn't defend that well. I didn't think it'd be times, we didn't do well tonight. You could tell there was no many 50-50 tackles out there. We passed the ball backwards and squares quite well at times, but it wasn't a good performance, and I don't think anybody would be coming off thinking, oh yeah, they've done well. It's just a typical end of season game. I've been watching 3 or 4 games in the last couple of weeks, and we've been exactly like that, where nobody's really giving a good, nobody's really getting cuts on legs and cuts on it was all around me when I put down on I'm thinking pulling out the tackles and all that and stuff like that. That's what happens at the end of the season game, so it wouldn't have happened if we had something to play for, to be honest.
How different do you think our season would have been with a fully fit Jason Turley all year?
I just don't know what's happened with a lot, to be honest. He keeps saying about his knee, but he's actually doing a warm-up before kick-off. And yes, he is a good player, and we have got some good players at the club, but obviously not the right team to go into the playoffs. Realise that now, because they see after 41 games and getting knocked out of 2 cups, FA Cup first round, and those little things would never be the top 5-a-side away, and that doesn't lie. We've got knocked out of FA Cup and FA Trophy first round to teams who are in the bottom 4. We've lost against the bottom 3. The third bottom side, 3 times in the spin. So when you look back at it now, you tend to think, hold on a minute, why was I that hurtful? But this is my team. I put it out this season, it's been my first year taking a team. I think we've got a great base and all that to kick on from now, and that's what we'll do.
So as far as you're concerned, when you look back at the season, it's not that we've been unlucky, it's just that we haven't been quite good enough.
Exactly, and we'll be good enough next year, and I'll be bouncing back next year. The first thing, I felt sorry for Hamzy, me and Hamzy went to a game, he walked away dejected on Saturday, but I said it's not what happened against Walton Casuals, it's what's happened over 41 games, and it doesn't lie, and it's no good saying we're unlucky here, because we've been lucky at times. It's no good saying that, if fit players, because everybody gets injuries and all that, there's no excuses. I thought I had a team a chance for a title, and it hasn't happened. I thought I had a team to make the playoffs, it hasn't happened. I think I've got a massive, great base. I think the strides we've made have been phenomenal, but when you've got to be honest with yourself and say, listen, we should be challenging the playoffs and staying in the playoffs, you've got to hold your hands up, and that's what I'll do. But the first thing on Sunday, I woke up ready for action. I'll be at ready for action again now. We'll be working hard in the summer to get our targets in, just a better quality at all, but it doesn't really need ripped apart, but it needs better quality in a few positions.
So have you identified particular players or just the areas you want to strengthen?
Yeah, players as well. No, definitely been identified players. And, I was actually talking to one today, funny enough, and that's what I'll keep on doing. If better players come up, I'll move heaven and earth to get them. It's quite exciting in a certain way now, since all the disappointment. I've got to crack on and make it better next year, and make sure we try to have a cup run and all that, and make sure we try to not just stay in the top two or three or four or five for half a season, make sure it's a full job, and that's what you'll be judged on, and at the minute I said to me, I am the sixth best manager in this league, and I've got a six bench bunch of players, and I want to improve on that desperately, so it's I hopefully, the players who we're getting, the players who want to stay or whatever, or decide to stay, or are decided to stay, hopefully we'll be able to oversee them.
But despite not making the playoffs, hasn't put the sponsors off. Palmer's Sisters were the sponsors today, but the ball sponsors were the Humphrey Brothers of Gateshead, your neck of the woods.
Hi, big Andy and Michael. I knew his dad wouldn't be the sponsor because he can't afford a bloody stamp. His dad, Brian, he sends us letters, he doesn't pass us and I've got to go and pay for my own stamps and all that, and stuff like that, so he wouldn't have put any money in. But I'm glad Andy and Michael have done it. I appreciate them. They'll probably listen to this to do up there. He's a Man United fan, aren't you, and all that, unfortunately. And no, it's good for them, and I appreciate him doing it, but Michael's only doing it because he wants a club tie, but he's got no chance of getting one of them.